And also, you may notice a turnoff to Skaggs Island, about midway between Mare Island and the Highway 121 turnoff. A former Navy radar field, Skaggs Island has a significant influence on water flow and impacts all of the wetland restoration efforts between Tolay Creek and the Napa River. Joint venture partners are currently involved in negotiations to transfer the property from the Navy to a public agency for conservation purposes. Again, here's Christy Smith talking about the hydrology of San Pablo Bay and why some areas can be more challenging to restore than others.
San Pablo Bay has a unique hydrology. The way waters come out of the San Joaquin, Sacramento River Delta into the Carquinez Strait and out into San Pablo Bay. San Pablo Bay is set north of that channel. So what happens is waters are flowing out of these tributaries like the Napa River and so forth. They tend to kind of form an eddy effect in San Pablo Bay, and they swirl back and around. So all of the tons of sediments that are being washed out of the mountains tend to accumulate in San Pablo Bay. Indeed, if you're standing out on Lower Tubbs Island during low tide, you will see approximately a quarter of a mile or more of mudflats before you, because most of that bay is less than a foot deep. So when you breach something that's adjacent to that bay, the sediments wash immediately in. Now, if you're further up into the watershed, for instance, the upper areas of the Napa River, or if you're going to be at the north end of Skaggs Island, places like that, it would take much longer for those sediments to reach those areas and eventually fill those areas in. Places like Hamilton, they're away from the bay and they're in a different section of the bay. They're not where the sediments are naturally depositing themselves. So some areas are going to require more help. Some areas will sediment in very quickly. So it just depends where you're located and how the water is flowing and dropping those sediments out.
While much of the land along the highway is protected forever and will be restored to wetland habitats, some remains agricultural and some is still privately owned. All of it plays an important role for birds migrating along the Pacific Flyway, many of which you're likely to see on your drive across Highway 37, also known as the North Bay Flyway Highway. Carl Wilcox, regional biologist for the California Department of Fish and Game, knows perhaps as well as anyone what you're likely to see.
Late summer and fall, we start to see the migrants coming back through the shorebirds. Those are the most numerous species that come into the bay, and they're attracted particularly to the bay edge, the mudflats, which are a prime foraging area, but also to the ponded areas and the intake ponds about midway between Sonoma Creek and the Napa River in Vallejo. And those attract large numbers of shorebirds because the water's very shallow. And shorebirds come off the mudflats and concentrate in those areas during the high tides and roost and forage. And so those are great places to see those species. Also, we start to see the waterfowl coming back, particularly the diving ducks, things like canvasback, bufflehead, ruddy ducks and those kinds of things, and scop in large numbers. The fall and then on into the winter are probably the highest periods that we see a lot of those species, because they come in and they're spending the whole winter in many cases either as residents or as they move farther south.
And for additional tips for what you might see during the spring and summer along the North Bay Flyway Highway, here's Caroline Warner, Public Outreach Coordinator for the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture.
From March to May, there's hundreds of thousands of shorebirds here in the Bay Area. They're on their journey north along the Pacific Flyway. And here they can find millions of invertebrates in the mudflats and tidal zones. The highest concentrations of these birds are in the South Bay, but a person driving along 37 is likely to see any of the species of birds that come through. These shorebirds, like the small ones, the western sandpipers, or the larger shorebirds, like willets and dowitchers. Then in the summer, when those birds have moved on, there's still the resident flocks of black-necked stilts and avocets probing the mud, and then the waders, of course, like herons and egrets, both the snowy and the great. And with a little luck, it's possible to see even a clapper rail, which is sort of a chicken-like bird. It might be swimming in the slough along the road there, and the clapper rail is actually an endangered species. And always there's the harriers gliding along the levees, and occasionally even a golden eagle or other birds of prey soaring up high.